Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
E-scooters are now legal on Irish roads for anyone over the age of 16. Despite years of not being policed, you can now book an e-bike or e-scooter using FreeNow, and it comes as Dublin faces a major shake-up in terms of traffic being allowed into parts of the city from August, and rumours that drivers are quitting the industry. Charlie Gleeson is the General Manager of FreeNow Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
So are you getting many people booking these e-bikes and e-scooters?
So actually, e-scooters aren't available on the FreeNow app just yet in Ireland. They are available on the FreeNow app in other markets across Europe. So, you know, FreeNow is known in Ireland as Ireland's number one taxi app. And that's our focus and that's what we're known for. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to offer a multitude of transport options so that passengers can truly reduce their reliance on private car ownership. So, for example, in Germany, not only can you get a taxi, which is our focus, but you can also, you know, get your public transport ticket. You can also rent a car. You can rent a scooter, a bike, so that, you know, ultimately, like, we're reducing our passengers' reliance on private car ownership. So now with this legislation in place, which is excellent, electric scooters have been legalized as of Monday. You know, some of the rules include, you know, having to be over 16 and you know, speed limit of 20 kilometers an hour, and the vehicles themselves need to be less than 25 kilos. But ultimately, with this legislation, what we're going to see is the introduction of scooter rental services across Ireland. And once that happens, we'll be able to offer electric scooters on the FreeNow platform.
Okay. And your company could and should be a beneficiary from major new traffic restrictions from August.
Well, look, I think that the measures coming in from August are, you know, different people have different views on them for sure. But what it will do is it's going to reduce the congestion in the city, which will be a good thing for taxis. So if we're reducing the, you know, private car ownership around the city, we're expecting to reduce congestion. One of the major pinch points for taxis and one of the hardest times to get a taxi is when congestion is really, really heavy. Because if you order a taxi, you know, even if there's taxi drivers available, they simply can't get to you in bumper to bumper traffic. So what we are expecting is that with traffic congestion at peak times reducing, we expect the wait times for taxis to reduce. So we're expecting, you know, wait times to reduce by about 13% with these new measures, as well as that we expect to see a 20% decrease in taxi journey length as well, which is going to mean cheaper taxis for people in the city. And as I said, you know, FreeNow's goal overall is to reduce the city's reliance on private car ownership. And you know, that's the same as what Dublin City Council are trying to achieve with these new measures.
And you're facing increased competition from the likes of Uber. It takes a commission of 12% from drivers, whereas FreeNow asks for 15%. Are you worried that drivers will switch you guys off?
No, not necessarily. Like, I think that generally speaking in Ireland, that, you know, there's kind of a narrative that, you know, taxi supply is in dire state and that FreeNow's market share, you know, is falling or things like that. And it's just not really the case. Like, the stats that we're seeing right now, okay, are that we have more drivers on our platform than ever. You know, drivers are not fleeing FreeNow. We have more drivers on our platform than ever. Our service levels are better than ever on FreeNow, meaning less passengers are being stranded than ever before on taxi apps in Ireland. And as well as that, our supply hours are stronger. So not only do we have more drivers, but they're actually working more hours. And not only are they working more hours, they're actually working at the times they're needed. So we're seeing more drivers working, you know, in this morning rush hour, that's a hard time to get a taxi. We're also seeing them work, you know, in the early hours of Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning, where we do see these pinch points for taxis. So no, overall, I don't see our business deteriorating because of competition. I think competition is healthy. Competition's been in the taxi market, whether it's dispatchers or other apps, for a long time. Always has been there, and you know, it's always going to you know, drive the best possible service for passengers, which is the ultimate goal.
And of course, cost matters to consumers as well. If they think that they won't be charged a technology charge like you guys have by Uber, they might jump over to Uber, might they not?
Well, look, you know, passengers can make their own decisions for sure. We're not the only people in the market that charge technology fees. But overall, like, you know, Freenow is Ireland's number one taxi app, as I said. You know, we have the most reliable service in Ireland because we have that network effect. We have hundreds of thousands of passengers and tens of thousands of taxis. You know, and overall, people are willing to use the Freenow app and are happy to use the Freenow app because they know they can rely on it and they know they can get a taxi when they need one.
Now, is there an issue with drivers telling customers to cancel their order and then do a deal with them privately? It's fine for the consumer and it might even be fine for the driver, but it's not so great for your business.
Yeah, no, we don't really see that. You know, it's certainly a feature with a very, very small number of drivers, but it's not a problem. You know, we have a keen eye on this. You know, we're a technology business and we have all the data and we do communicate with drivers who regularly, you know, cancel trips. You know, overall, our service is excellent. And all of our drivers are, or the vast majority of our drivers are excellent. They show up on time. They don't cancel the trips, you know, and they work very, very hard. And as a result, we've got a great relationship with them. There's a very, very small portion of drivers, you know, we're talking less than 1%, that regularly, repeatedly cancel trips. And this can sometimes, you know, hurt the pocket.
And do you cancel them? Then do you remove them from the service if you see evidence of that?
Yeah, like, so just coming back to this, okay, so if you are someone, for example, that books a taxi at 5:30 in the morning to go to the airport, you know, it's a stressful experience as it is, okay, and if your taxi doesn't show up, that's a very, very frustrating experience for a passenger, and it's also a very stressful experience for a passenger. And as I said, the vast majority of drivers do not cancel on passengers. The vast majority of drivers are excellent. They do their job. They show up. There are a very small number of drivers that accept these pre-booked trips and then subsequently cancel them, leaving passengers stranded.
All right.
And when this happens, we have to, you know, we've like,
okay,
although
Charlie,
service levels are getting better, we have to continue to improve our service. And this is something that we have to address and we have to communicate
all
to
right,
drivers.
All right, Charlie, thanks so much. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the... Charlie Gleeson, thank you so much. Charlie Gleeson, the General Manager, Freenow.
Breakfast Business.
With Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.